It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Tomorrow marks the start of bow deer hunting season here in Wisconsin.
The season opens tomorrow and runs through either January 5th or the 31st, depending on where you are in the state.
To give us an idea of what to expect this deer season, Jeff Pritzel joins us. He's deer program specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Jeff, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good to be here.
And Nick Webster is a Wisconsin DNR Recreation Warden. He covers the South Central region. That includes 11 counties. Nick, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Jeff, give us some big picture as the season starts. The DNR is calling this year a year of opportunity for deer hunting. What are you watching for?
Well, the archery season by calendar this year opens as early as it possibly can. And the gun season opens as late as it possibly can in November. So it actually creates an extra week of the early archery season. So another 7 days or so for people that really like to archery hunt. And we have over 300,000 archers in Wisconsin. That's over half of our total deer hunting population. So we're just hoping there's going to be all kinds of experiences from, mid-September to through December in terms of weather and changing conditions. And so they get a taste of everything over the course of the year.
And Jeff, in terms of harvest, it's a long season, the bow hunting season compared to gun. How do they stack up in terms of how many deer get taken?
Well, if we look at the buck harvest, this has been a slow trend over decades as more people are embracing archery hunting. So we tend to get about 40% of our total buck harvest during the long archery seasons, and about 60% of that harvest happens during the much more compressed, gun season. But we have, more people in a shorter window of time there with of course, more efficient weapons during the firearm season. So the archers, they really embrace they like to be out there and hunt. They don't necessarily want to get a deer as soon as possible and then be done. They're going to hunt, anywhere from 10 to 14 days of time over the course of the season on average. And so they like to be out there. And at some point in time, they hope the opportunity arises where they get a chance to harvest an animal.
And Nick, sometimes we think of people going up north to go hunting. You're in South Central. How big a deal is bow season in your neck of the woods and then the gun season?
It's a pretty big deal. Those that are going out looking for, maybe a trophy buck. We got some really nice size bucks in the southern part of the state. And it gets people out from, all ages, public property, private property. It sees a lot of pressure.
Nick, let's start talking about safety here. Now, we had a couple longtime bow hunters here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Each of them shared stories of, not a near miss, but, a bolt or an arrow coming in their direction in their ballpark. Their perception was there are some bow and crossbow hunters out there that don't treat the safety as seriously as they would if they were holding a gun. Do you have some thoughts, some messages to share on bow and crossbow safety?
Well, really what it comes down to a lot of times. So a big part of my position is I'm an investigator for incidences like this that mm-hmm. occur. And, and everyone that I've been involved with looking into after the fact, at least one, if not more, rules of the tab K have been violated. So those people that have taken hunter safety, they're well aware that tab K, the T stands for treat every firearm or weapon as if it's loaded. A is always point your muzzle or your weapon in a safe direction. B is be certain of what's in front of your target and what's beyond your target. And K, keep your finger outside the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot. And I can easily say that every time I've dealt with a case, it's been at least one of those rules have been violated.
Jeff, statewide, do you see trends in how safe our hunting season is from year to year?
Well, I think if you there's been a lot of research and documentation where you compare hunting to other, outdoor activities, and it always stacks up quite well from a safety standpoint. And that is due a lot in part to both the staff and the many volunteer hunter ed instructors that really, drive home these safety messages. And so it's been going in the right direction for decades.
And Nick, you've talked about safety for the season in general. Now, I don't think we're just talking about bow season here. Priorities include tree stand safety and then ATV and UTV use. What are people worried about?
Yeah, so, you know, everybody's, you know, hyper aware that, you know, injuries occur with weapons, and we try to do the best we can to try to mitigate that. You know, but two other aspects that we see occurring are injuries that happen when somebody's coming in or out of a tree stand, or when they're, you know, they're hunting from that tree stand. And the other one is, you know, the ATVs and UTVs. You know, somebody may be using a machine to get out to a hunting spot, or maybe dragging their deer, their harvest back out of the field. But with the tree stands, there are only a few real things you really need to watch out for. Is one, you know, making sure that tree that you're putting it into, maybe you got a ladder stand that leans up against a tree, or maybe you got climbing sticks that strap on. Make sure it's a good, solid, healthy tree that's, you know, of adequate size to hold you. You know, and don't just assume that it's, you know, it's good because it was good last year, it's good this year. Things happen from year to year. But, you know, making sure that hunter's wearing a full body harness, you know, that's going to hold, you know, their body with a short tether to the tree while they're hunting. That way, if they do tip or whatever, it catches them before they fall out of the tree. And then, you know, when you're climbing in and out of that tree, you know, make sure you're using 3 points of contact. And part of that, being able to, you know, have 3 points of contact, so 2 feet touching, you know, one hand or two hands and 1 foot as you're climbing in and out, is not carrying your weapon with you into the tree, and using a haul line to bring that weapon in and out of the tree, you know, before and after your hunt. That, you know, that'll really help, you know, on the tree stand end of things. And with the ATV, UTV stuff, you know, some of the biggest things there is, you know, simply wearing a helmet. And if you got a UTV, you know, wearing that seatbelt. It sounds super basic, super easy, but I can say, you know, from my experience as an investigator, that probably half of the ones that I go to as an investigator are under 30 miles an hour, and half of those are then again under 10, 15 miles an hour. So there's a lot of these slow speed instances that are occurring, you know, just in the back 40, you know, on private property where people expect to be safe. And, you know, we don't ever plan for an accident to occur.
Talking to Nick Webster, Wisconsin DNR Recreation Warden, and Jeff Pritzel, Deer Program Specialist for the Wisconsin DNR, looking at this year's deer hunting season as the bow and crossbow season kicks off tomorrow. Jeff, you mentioned we've got an earlier start, and I mentioned earlier January 5th for some places, January 31st for other places, the end of the bow season. How do you set the length of the season, especially when it comes to, like, this place goes a little longer than this place?
Sure. So the standard ending of the archery season is that January 5th. You know, it's the weekend after however the holiday falls with New Year's. But in the farmland zones, most of the southern two-thirds of the state, or in any of the metro subunits, which are around our larger cities, in the metro units, the season automatically goes to January 31st, just some additional days. And in the farmland zone counties, each county's Deer Advisory Council gets to recommend whether they would like to extend the season to the end of January. And most of them are doing that now. It's been slowly growing to the point where we've got about 30, 31 counties across the South that have opted to add those additional days on the end of the season.
Jeff, I want to bring up chronic wasting disease, CWD. We've been watching this spread here in the state for, 25 years or so now. What are you watching for as we kick off this hunting season?
Well, the main message as it relates to the hunting season is it's our greatest opportunity to collect samples, to continue to monitor the progression or the evolution of this disease. And so we continue to offer free CWD sampling statewide to any hunter that would like to do that, and they can find out how to do that on our website. But we do have emphasis areas, and currently our emphasis is across kind of the central band of the state, kind of on the leading edge of the what we call the endemic area in southern Wisconsin, so we can really track how at what rate it might be moving north. And then there has been some movement north up through the Wisconsin River Valley. So those Wisconsin River Valley counties across central Wisconsin in general, and then there are these isolated positive locations that are either surrounding an isolated wild positive deer or deer farms. And so we emphasize samples, you know, around those specific sites. But so that's really where we're encouraging hunters to register their deer online. They'll get a reminder based on what county they harvested their deer in.
And Nick, I think we're talking at least partly about your neck of the woods. How much, in just our last minute, how much do you see hunters taking advantage of this opportunity to test for CWD?
Well, our department's doing a pretty good job of giving them self-registration stations, you know, around the area. So one of the things that I always promote is for them to jump on our DNR website and just do a real quick search, and they can pop up those locations and take that advantage of that opportunity.
Jeff, we've got just 30 seconds there. Nick gave a short answer. First-time hunters, give us a quick sense of the opportunities for people to learn to hunt.
I would say, I mean, those opportunities come in multiple forms. There are some dedicated learn to hunt events, but most of it happens just as a going along with a friend or a relative that's experienced. And the main message to a first time hunter is that trophies come in many forms. They're not just in a great big buck. They come in the form of just memories, sightings, and conversation having with people that you're close to and sharing that experience. So just embrace it.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet.
And Nick, hope you have a safe season in your region.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Been talking to Nick Webster, Wisconsin DNR Recreation Warden, and Jeff Pritzel, Deer Program Specialist for the Wisconsin DNR. They talked to us about the deer bow hunting season. It kicks off tomorrow. If you're going to be out there, let us know about it. Send us an email, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, independent book publishers in our state are small but mighty in lifting up local authors.
We switched our model a little bit and we really are focusing just on Wisconsin authors and Wisconsin books.
Meet publishers in Mineral Point and Stevens Point on WPR News.